Back here at University Arena in Kalamazoo, Bowling Green defeats Western Michigan 73-65. Time now to talk with Bowling Green head coach Todd Simon. The Falcons had a two-point lead at halftime. Never trailed in the second half, but we were tied at 54. But the Falcons had the answers down the stretch. And, Coach, just good to kind of get the offense going tonight. Certainly wasn't an explosion of offense, but it seemed like you, again, were able to get to the spots you wanted and get the looks you wanted most of the time. Is that right?
Yeah, I thought our physicality ramped up. And, you know, we were able to get 46 points in the paint, which has got to be a part of our identity. And, you know, made 75% of your free throws and took care of the ball. So it's going to give you a chance every night.
You only forced 11 turnovers, but you had 15 fast break points tonight. You were able to run a little bit tonight, and I think that helped a bunch.
Well, it was a big point of emphasis because they send so many guys to the glass that we said, wait, we get a defensive rebound, we've got to go and make them pay. And so that was a big point of emphasis, and the guys did a nice job with it.
You know, you and I were talking before the game, and you said Jason Spurgeon feels as good as he's felt maybe in a month, and you could see it tonight with his movement and activity, right?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, he's been having to get, you know, shots to play, and you name it, because he wants to play. He loves Bowling Green, and he wants to be out there, and he's probably been at 20, 30, 40% at some of these points in time, and you can just see it. To his credit, though, he knows we needed him, and now we kind of saw these last couple of days, a couple of the guys that have been kind of sick for the last 10 days, 2 weeks or whatever, is kind of coming back to life.
Rashawn Agee, pretty good night, huh? 17, 15, plus four assists. He should have had another. Somebody got their shot blocked right at the rim, but he was playing distributor tonight. He was doing it all.
I mean, 17, 15, four assists, no turnovers, five or six from the free throw line. I mean, it's maybe his best performance he's had as a Falcon. And that's saying something because he's had a lot of very good ones. But I thought he completely dominated the game. And it was a special performance, just was under control and made every play.
Obviously, Marcus Hill draws a lot of the defensive attention. But seems like the last few games he's gotten better at dialing back his over-aggressiveness. Tonight only takes 11 shots. And I think a lot of teams would say that's a number that they would like to hold him to, but he's taking good shots when he has them and is running through the offense otherwise. So it seems like your guys are running the offense to a point where you get good shots.
No question. I think that, you know, we press at times, and when scoring's not happening, you guys try to do too much, and these guys made a great adjustment and started out the game kind of come to him. He gets five assists today, drew five fouls. Those are huge things, and he played tremendous defense on the other end of the floor.
Coach, speaking of defense, a lot of 2-3 zone tonight. Why did you want to play it? Why did it work?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we do very well. And, you know, we chart it all, and we number one, we wanted to just continue to do what we've been doing for the last couple weeks here, which is changing defenses, changing ball screen coverages. We need to keep people on their heels, you know, and nothing more frustrating as a coach. You come out of a timeout and you got a play drawn up or you got something and all of a sudden it's a different defense or a different coverage than you expect. I think that's part of our identity.
Well, for sure tonight, this was a game that I guess you could say you controlled to a degree in the second half. You never trailed. This was one of those games where you basically held serve all through the second half, and that's a good sign as well.
Yeah, you know, you lead for 24 minutes on the road and that's an important deal as you go into tournament time. And we proved that we could get stops when we needed to. They started out second half. You know, they scored on six out of eight possessions. And we take out that stretch. I thought we did an excellent job on defensive end, which is what we're going to need to do in Cleveland.
All right, Coach, good luck Friday. Hopefully take it to the win on into the tournament. Congrats on qualifying for the tournament. Nice win here on the road.
Thank you.